Let's pray. Father, we come before you, and Father, we bless your holy name. Lord, and as I bring this word this morning, I pray for our open hearts, open minds, Lord. In your presence, Lord, which we've already experienced this morning, Lord, in your presence there's healing, health, strength, hope and joy in just the release of your word, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your presence. We thank you that you indeed inhabit the praises of your people. We give you all the praise, all the glory for it, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Well, throughout the Gospels, Jesus came preaching about heaven. He always talked about heaven and his Father. He said, I only do what the Father is doing. I only say what the Father is saying. So there's two things in your relationship with God. Position yourself where you can observe him, and make sure you're in a position before God where you can hear him. If we want to move ahead in our relationship with God, we need to be able to see what he's doing and say what he is saying. My message this morning is, say what God says. Instead of reacting and letting negative words come out of your mouth over a situation, say what God says. You say it's impossible. God says all things are possible. You say, I'm too tired. God says, I will give you rest. You say, nobody really loves me. He says, God says, I love you. You say, I can't go on. He says, my grace is sufficient for you. You say, I can't figure things out. He says, I will direct your steps. You say, I'm not able. He says, I am able. You say, it's not worth it. He said, it will be worth it. You say, I can't forgive myself. God says, I forgive you. You say, I can't manage. He says, I will supply all your needs. You say, I'm afraid of fear. He says, I've not given you a spirit of fear. Hallelujah. I'm always worried and frustrated. He says, cast your cares on me. You say, I feel all alone. He says, I will not leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's give him thanks this morning. Hallelujah. For he is good. His mercy endures forever, and his truth endures all generations. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Someone give him a joyful shout this morning. Thank you, Lord. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God, worthy of all praise. The Bible says to make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that it is he who is Lord and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Bless his name. Hallelujah. For his mercy is everlasting and his truth shall endure all generations. Hallelujah. Give him praise this morning. Hallelujah. I was blessed with the worship this morning. Well done, team. They're an awesome team. Give them a little bit of sugar this morning. Okay, let's look up in the Word, in the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 1. Verse 5. No man shall be able to stand before you all that. So this God speaking to Joshua. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Next one. So he's telling him again, only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you might observe to do according to all that is written in it. And the next one, please. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Thank you, Lord. Have I not commanded you? And here it is. It tells him three times now. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Thank you, Lord, for your word. It's, it's one of the American presidents, Franklin D. Roosevelt, said the only thing that we have to fear is fear itself. You know, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And God has given us all a destiny. I tell you, the bigger the destiny, the greater the opposition quite often happens. Quite often, a lot of the opposition can come from in here. It comes from your own mind. Oh, but I'm not good enough. I can't do that. Well, God says, all things are possible. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Do you believe it this morning? Do you get it into your spirit man this morning? Thank you, Lord. The Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. How many know this is the most powerful book in the universe? It's the mind of God wrapped in love and delivered to us. Hallelujah. It's a quick word. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow, even to the intents and the purposes of the heart. That's the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Lift up your sword this morning. Lift up your sword this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Lord. We bless you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I tell you what, that is so powerful. And that strikes fear into the heart of the enemy. And you see an army like I'm looking at this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So if you want God to work in your life, do what God does. Use the word and say what he says. When you speak the word, God's word out of your mouth, if you need peace, you've just performed God's command in your life. If you are in dire straits financially and lack is everywhere around you, you begin to speak the word. He is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord who supplies all my needs. You now have God coming into the situation and performing on your behalf. Why? Because it's always the word that performs. The Spirit is the power by which it's done. Hallelujah. I tell you, in 25 years of ministry, I've seen a lot of people get saved. But with a lot of people, there's no power. They quote Ephesians 6, I'm strong in the Lord by the power of his might. But a lot of people want the power of his might, but they're not strong in the Lord. I tell you, there's a forward progression that God is always calling you to. He doesn't just want you to know about the Holy Spirit. He wants you to be anointed. His Spirit working in you, his dunamis power, his dynamite power, his dunamis power. Jesus didn't say you'd get power when you got saved. He said your sins are forgiven, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Fill up on his word. Fill up on his word. I remember as Phil Pringle from the C3 movement, he said, you've got to keep filling up on his word. You've got to keep filling up on faith, because faith can leak. And so that's why we've got to keep filling up. Can I get an amen this morning? Amen. I tell you, you fill up on the word of God. You fill up, you read his word. You have that relationship with God, and you fill up on the word of God. When the enemy comes round and tries to take a chomp out of you, all he's going to get is a mouthful of God's word. Hallelujah. I remember we had a preacher come through Victory. He's a guy called Robert Kayanja. He did a big outreach in Challenge Stadium. And I remember he said that, if a mosquito comes and bites you, he's going to fly away going, "Moo, there's power in that blood." Hallelujah. So fill up on his word. Confess the word. You know, you talk about confession in a lot of churches. It's all about confessing your sins, etc. Yeah, and that's okay. But confess the word. Beware of the dual confession. That is where you say one thing at church and outside you say something else. Let's look up Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Let's just say that again. Let us hold fast our confession. And one more time for me. Let us hold fast our confession. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10, verse 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God. Next one. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Thank you, Lord. We serve a faithful God. Our God is faithful. Can I get an amen? Amen. In Romans 14, verse 4, we don't need to go there. It says God is able to make us stand. He said he's able to make us stand. In Jude, verse 24, God is able to stop us stumbling, stop us from falling. In 2 Timothy 1, verse 12, let's have a look at that. 2 Timothy 1. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. Hallelujah. And in Romans chapter 4, verses 19 through to 22, it says that Abraham staggered not. He staggered not at the promises of God. He looked ahead. He was strong in the Lord. He believed God. He was fully persuaded that what God has promised, he is able to perform. Because God is the performer. You are the believer. I tell you, the best is yet to come. Do you feel it? 2017. We're already into it. We're into February already. You know, a lot of people say, oh, it's going to be a great year. It's going to be a great year. What are you doing? What have you done to change things? You know, it's going to be a great year. January's already gone. We're now into February. 2017. Going to be an awesome year. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We can get rid of all our bad habits and take on some good habits. Yeah, you know, I remember there was a bloke and he habitually drank brake fluid. And the bloke said to him, That is becoming a habit. And he said, no, I can stop anytime I want. Someone tell that bloke over there. It's a joke. And he could stop any. Brake fluid. Yeah, okay. How many of you love the Lord this morning?
Mm.
How many people remember Norman Vincent Peale? Wrote a number of books, but one of his most famous books was The Power of Positive Thinking. And he was asked, which were the 10 best years of your life when he was 80 years old? When he was 80 years old, he was asked, which were the 10 best years of your life? And without blinking, he came straight back and said, I have not lived them yet. What a great attitude to have. I say, that is a good attitude to have. I have not lived them back. So don't look back. Look ahead. In fact, there's a scripture there in Proverbs that says any man who puts his hand to the plow and looks back has no place in the kingdom of God. You got a problem with that? Take it up with the author. Hallelujah. That's a spirit of faith. That is faith in God that Abraham had. He said he was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he is able to perform. My faith is in God. He is able. Hallelujah. Nothing is impossible. That's a spirit of faith. That is faith in God. Nothing is impossible. Jesus said, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. In Luke 1 verse 37, he said, for with God nothing is impossible. I tell you, if you were to close your eyes for a minute and imagine seeing the word impossible, just seeing that word impossible. And now, if you just create a space between the first two letters, I am, and possible, and just move them apart, and then you put an apostrophe behind the I, all of a sudden it says, I'm possible. I'm possible through Christ who strengthens me. So you can just imagine that. So anytime you see that impossible word, you can just imagine, I'm possible. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. All things are possible to those who believe. Hallelujah. And one of my favorites, Ephesians 3, verse 20. For our God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or even think, according to the power that works in us. Hallelujah. Nothing in, nothing coming out. It's according to the power that works in us. Two or three years ago, at one of our conferences at Victory Life Center, we had Yonggi Cho. He's the pastor of this little church over in South Korea. It's actually the biggest church in the world. And he said, you cannot separate faith from your confession. The speaking part is so important. And he was having he was having a lunch in South Korea with a leading brain surgeon. And the brain surgeon was very excited. He said, after many years, we've made this new discovery. The speech center of the brain exercises dominion over the whole central nervous system. So if they operate in a certain section of the brain, it affects that part of the body. If they operate in another section of the brain, it affects that part of the body. But if they operate in the speech center of the brain, that affects the whole central nervous system. So if you start feeling weak or tired, you can start speaking. Let the weak say, I am strong. I am strong in the Lord by the power of his might. I am strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You start speaking it and it sends out an all points bulletin throughout the whole central nervous system. So this neurosurgeon is explaining this to Yonggi Cho. And Yonggi Cho is just listening and he says, we already know this long time. And so the brain surgeon says, how do you know this long time? Who told you? Dr. James. Who? Who is Dr. James? Dr. James, New Testament. Hallelujah. Even so, the tongue is a little member that controls the whole body. Amen? It's important for us to make that sound. Make a sound. So important in what we speak. The words are so powerful. Amen? Everything in life follows the sound that it makes. The jet, the train. You'll hear the jet before you see it. You'll hear the train before you see it. Even with the creation of light, the firmament and the waters came to be after God made a sound. He spoke. You don't live by sight. Come on, you live by faith. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing and hearing comes by? Amen, amen, amen. How many people have seen that ad on TV from Nutrigrain, Derek Rebello, the blind surfer? Have you seen that ad? The blind surfer? He's traveled the whole world. And there's an ad currently playing right now on TV. And he's riding the pipeline, the famous pipeline in Hawaii. And he's blind. He's been blind since birth. And he's traveled the whole world, and he is full-on born-again Christian. And he spoke in our church. I think your guys might have come to hear him as well. And someone asked him, how can you do that? They tow him out, plonk him on. He catches the wave. He feels the wave and gets up. And he stands up on that, and he rides that massive wave. And he says, I don't live by sight. I live by faith. Isn't that awesome? Just a little bit of trivia for you. He's getting married in about 2 weeks' time. And when he was in Perth, he met one of our beautiful Bible college students, a girl from Germany. And they met, quick courting, fell in love, and I'll be performing their marriage ceremony in Margaret River in 2 weeks' time. Isn't that good? Faith comes by hearing. In other words, you have to make a sound in that direction before your life moves in that direction. You don't like the way your life is heading? Change the sound that you're making. You don't like being depressed? Change your sound. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, and you'll come out of depression. Come on, turn your mourning into dancing. If you're feeling sick, you change the sound of your confession that you're making, and you'll come out of it a lot quicker. Everything in life follows the sound that it makes. Some people go to church where there's no life. Change the sound that you're making. If you're in a church where there's power, there's always a great sound. And we had a great sound this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this, what you've raised up in this place. Thank you, Lord, for the hearts of the people and just the worship, the praise and the worship in this place. Hallelujah. It is so attractive. In fact, it attracts the Holy Spirit. You know, God can't stay away from sounds that are made in His honor. Hallelujah. When God's moving in a big way, you've got a loud people. You've got a joyful shout. You've got a joyful sound. Hallelujah. The people make a joyful sound. Come on now. Religion doesn't want you to clap. Religion doesn't want you to shout. Religion doesn't want you to dance. But the Bible says in Psalm 47, oh, clap your hands, all your people. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. And in Psalm 149, it says, praise Him with the dance. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. God has positioned us. There's a sound coming out of His church. It's a sound of heaven. It's a sound of victory. Come on, you don't like what your children are doing? Change the sound that they are listening to. Whenever you change the sound, you change the direction. Every great power on earth is always accompanied by a great sound. And sound always precedes the manifestation. Hallelujah. Elijah said to Ahab, go eat and drink, for I hear a sound of the abundance of rain. Acts 2, on the day of Pentecost, before the tongues of fire, there was a sound. Hallelujah. Joshua and his armies marched around Jericho 7 times. And then with a trumpet blast, the army all lifted their voice and shouted. And the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. They made a shout. The Yadesh, the shout. Hallelujah. The Shabak. The shout, they made a sound. When the praise goes up, the walls. When the praise goes up, somebody should write a song about that. Come on now. You are the sound of heaven in your world. You are the sound of heaven in your sphere of influence. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. You know, right now, you'll never be as young as you are right now. Today's the first day of the rest of your life, so let's go for it, using God's word and the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember in Ephesians that it said, God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or even think, according to the power that works in us. So for every situation, and for any situation, say what God says. Hallelujah. He loves you so much. He's given us His Word. So what does His Word say about you? What does God say about you? Well, God says in His Word that when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, you are a new creation. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He says you are healed and whole. He says you're strong in the Lord by the power of His might, redeemed by the blood of Jesus, overtaken with blessing. He says you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. Delivered from the powers of darkness, redeemed from the curse of the law. He says you are complete in Him. You are renewed day by day. You're an ambassador for Christ. These are all the things He says about you. I'm not getting too many amens this morning. He says you are the head and not the tail. He says you're above and not beneath. He says you're set free from condemnation. You're more than a conqueror. You're an overcomer, a joint heir with Christ, a child of God, a king and priest unto God. You are dead to sin and alive unto God, unto Christ, the temple of the Holy Spirit. He says you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. He says you're created in the image of God and after His likeness, holy as He is holy, filled with comfort and exceedingly joyful. Thank you, Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength, amen? And the Lord is the strength of my life. He says you are filled with the Holy Ghost and power. You are not weak because you are strong. You are in Him and He is in you. You are the offspring of God, a member of His body, a partaker of Christ's divine nature. Thank you, Lord. As God is, so are you in this world. He says you are the receiver of great and precious promises. You are not conformed to this world because you are transformed by the renewing of your mind. For greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Thank you, Lord. So say, that's what God says about you. That's what God says about me. So say what God says. Somebody give Him praise this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Someone give Him praise this morning. We bless Your holy name, oh God. Come on now, we serve a big God. We serve a big God. He's the God that parted the seas for Moses. He's the God that held the sun for Joshua. He's the God that rains down fire. He is my God. He is your God. And He cannot fail. Hallelujah. Give Him praise this morning. We bless Your holy name, O Lord. For You are great, Lord, and greatly to be praised. So if the enemy comes round and tries to have a go at you, you can say, and yet will I praise Him. And yet will I praise Him. For He is my rock. He is my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength in whom I will trust. My shield and the horn of my salvation. I will call upon the name of the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Somebody stand up and give Him a shout of praise this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give Him praise, worthy of His name. For You are great, Lord, and greatly to be praised. You are good, Lord. Come on now. Come on now. The devil can't stop you. Demons won't stop you. Your past can't stop you. God is able to turn any situation. In Him, all things are possible. Hallelujah. So we start walking it. We start talking it. Hallelujah. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is in you. So we rejoice. I say we rejoice. We rejoice in Him. For He is good and His mercy endures forever. Thank you, Lord. Taste and see that the Lord is good. I tell you, you can hear about food, you can read about food, but it doesn't mean anything until you taste the food. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Come on now, we're not going under, we're going over. We're going over, not under. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Thank you, Lord. you know what? I really want to worship the Lord. No one else like him. Hallelujah. He's given us his word. His precious word. His quick, powerful, sharp word. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, that we will use it, Lord. In any situation that we're faced with, we use your word. And we say what God says. Go ahead and take a seat.